With six kids in her home between the ages of 5 and 13, Marilee Bradley can relate to the struggle of getting a family to church. Yet she and her husband Brian are committed to being there. This morning, we're looking forward to connecting with this mom from Lincoln and one of our favorite guests about kids and church. Marilee, welcome back to the conversation.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
So, you know, our spiritual focus this year on MyBridge Radio is church. Honestly, it's for everyone, and everyone includes children. So I'm really looking forward to talking to you this morning about that and specifically about how that interplay with children and church kind of goes. Let's start out with talking about a little bit of your experience growing up. So you were a child at one point.
I was.
Yeah. So what role did church have in your life?
I was in church every Sunday and also Sunday night and also Wednesday and anytime there was an option. Oh, for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. Even in a family of five kids, there were a lot of us. It was just a totally expected part of our routine. It was never a question. It was never a debate topic of were we going to go or not. It was what we did. And so we just knew that and expected that. And that really has continued to be a habit for all of my life, even as we've talked about, you know, is this the place or is that the place? But church was never a question. It's always what I've known I needed to be doing.
So Marilee, I guess I'm wondering, with that level of just matter of factness, church was just something that your family did, didn't get questioned. You were there three times a week. Was that a positive thing in your life?
Absolutely it was. There was so much beauty in connecting to other people, and especially intergenerational connections, that I knew I had other adults in my life that loved me and cared about what I was doing. I knew I had friends that shared my same values and beliefs, that I could go be with them during these times. It was kind of a haven or a respite from the rest of the world to know that we all agree on the things that are most important. But it was hard too. I mean, even as a kid, it was hard. And as a family, I know it was really hard for my parents because they would each be, you know, teaching Sunday school, or my mom would play piano or organ, which made things more complicated for our family, for sure. And we had a neighbor that lived down the street from us, and he was in a wheelchair and had cerebral palsy, but he wanted to go to church and had communicated that to my parents, and his family didn't go. And so my dad decided that was going to be his thing. Was every week we were in walking distance of our church, he would walk him in his wheelchair to our church, and he sat with our family. He was eventually baptized into our church. We knew the importance of this. We knew the level of sacrifice that it was important to make to be able to be in church, and that there were people who couldn't get there, didn't have that opportunity, and that we were blessed to be able to be a part of this community.
At what point would you say, as an adult out of the home, that just your own internal decision of what role church was going to play in your life happened?
I would definitely say in college, when there was no mom to get me up.
Yeah.
You know, when you're up late the night before and you're studying and you have a lot of good reasons why rest would be really good. And
right.
Doesn't the Lord give rest to those he loves? Like, shouldn't I just sleep this morning? But recognizing that the sacrifice, the commitment, that this was going to be important, and just doing it in obedience, even when it didn't feel like the thing I most wanted to do, but it was a choice I was going to make.
I remember a gal that I got to know. I was on staff with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes when I was just out of college, and she was in high school. She would go to the Weekend of Champions retreats. She'd get fired up, and then she'd kind of languish after she'd go home, right? She just didn't maintain that fire. Then one year, she graduated from high school. She went to college. She came back from college, and she was like on fire. I was like, she was doing so well spiritually. And I go, what happened to you? I tried for like 4 years while you were in high school to get you consistent and tracking with God. Like, what happened? She said, well, I went to college, and the first Sunday, my alarm went off, and I had to decide if I was going to go to church or not. The act of her deciding for herself the role that church was going to play in her life was the trigger that really opened up and unlocked her fire for God.
I love that. And I think that's what we want as parents, is that we set this routine in our kids' hearts. They see the importance we place on it. But someday the choice is theirs, that we're not standing over them. We aren't making them get up. They're going to have to make that decision for themselves. And have we done all that we could to communicate the importance of this, why this matters? Has it been a beautiful thing in their life that they're going to choose to continue when they have that choice?
Marilee, you're a large family. It isn't easy for you to get up and go to church. There's lots of times probably it would have been a lot easier to kind of forego all that, especially I think about winters in Nebraska. So then you got like coats and shoes and just adds more and more time. How do you navigate just the challenge that is sometimes with a family to get to church?
I feel like if I told myself, we can skip this one Sunday, I feel like we'd never come back. It would be really hard then to get back into that routine and to deal with my kids saying, do we have to? Do we have to? Which right now, that's just not part of their vocabulary because, yes, we have to. This is just the thing that we do. So we choose to do it because in some ways I think it makes it easier in the long run because we're not going to fight that battle every week. It's just expected. So if I let go of that piece of it, then I think I'm going to be fighting this and I don't want to do that. So it is just the thing that we do, even when it's hard. And I think one good thing that we've done too is that we are committed inside our church to different activities at least once a month. So we have to be there because people are counting on us to be there.
I do like what you said earlier too. I mean, just what it communicates to your kids. Because one of the places I think our minds can go is, if we go, the kids aren't doing that well this morning. I'm probably not going to get anything out of it because I'm going to be juggling kids around. Even those Sundays where probably you're going to end up being right and it's not going to be this great, smooth, you know, meaningful interaction for you that particular day, it's all part of investing in your kids and communicating to them the value of being with God's people on a regular basis.
Absolutely. My kids are terrible at church. I would like to say that straight off the bat. We do not go because they sit so peacefully and quietly, and afterwards they tell me all the things they learned. I would love for that experience to happen. I'm still praying for that. That is not really the general character. Like, we go because we believe it's the right thing to go, and we're establishing good habits, and we keep trying because I hope one day we will get to that point. But I hope people understand that I'm saying go in spite of how difficult it can be, in spite of feeling like maybe I didn't get the things out of it I wanted to, or I spent the whole time having to manage my kids. Sometimes I'll be like literally sweating. There's so much like child wrangling to do in those pews. But I believe it's important. I think the word of God is not going to return void, that we all got something out of it just by being present there, even though it was not the most peaceful, quiet experience.
Marilee, one of the things I love about having conversations with you is that you're very thoughtful. So when you seek to do something, you seek for it to be very meaningful and thought through. So as I think about just church and involving your kids and explaining church to your kids, how do you try to help your kids understand what the church is and how to think about it well?
I love the biblical analogy of the body. And that's what we want our kids to understand, is that the church is not something for adults. The church is not a building. The church is not a place that we go. The church is the people, and that our kids are part of that, that our kids have something to offer, that our kids have gifts that they've been given, that they are required to go share, and helping them to think about church in that aspect, not just as consumers of church or as just participants in church, but for them to think about, okay, what do I have to give here? Why am I here? Who am I here to bless or to encourage? What can I say? What can I do to connect with other people? That we want them to feel like they actually matter to the church. And I think it's important for the church to reflect that as well, that the church that you go to wants children there and cares about your kids, and that there are adults that are connecting with them.
So Marilee, you mentioned in that serving and wanting your kids to know it's not just about them. So what does that look like? How do you practically get your kids involved in serving or being aware of people around them in some way?
I think there are kind of the big things that they do, like our kids will be involved in the Christmas program, and we'll talk about that as serving, you know, as something that we're bringing. You're in charge of the worship today. That's a big deal. This is something you can do even when they don't want to go to the practices or they're really nervous in front of people, but reframing that as a way that they can serve. And I think also for them to just see their relational interactions as meaningful. So to ask them, you know, what adult did you talk to today? Who did you meet today? What kid were you able to encourage? You know, what friendships did you help develop today? To have them be reflective about that, that there aren't a lot of ways where they can do the heavy lifting of church work at this point, but for them to recognize that the words that they say matter, the people that they talk to, those souls matter, and how they interact with them is important.
Marilee, obviously church is not just about a building, nor is it about a program. It's about a people and a people in relationship with each other. So what does it look like for you with your kids to help them be a part of the church in a community, relationally connected kind of a way beyond just attending Sunday school and church?
We've been blessed to do like a life group or community group, whatever your church calls that, in our home, and to connect our kids to adults that way who will care about them and be interested in them, and for them to see that we care about those other people. They aren't just people that we see at church once a week, but they're people that we have into our home, or they're people that we watch the Super Bowl with, or they're people that we have Christmas with, that they are part of our family and our community. And so we want our kids to have those connections with them, not just in the church environment, but then outside of the church environment. And we work hard to kind of connect them that way, and even to find adults that our kids have connections with or share some kind of hobby or passion with, and think, okay, how can we draw them in together so that they see the church as not just the physical place where we go see these people, but they see it as the body, as the people who are involved.
Yeah, I love that. My family was blessed the same way. We had community in our home that we had for decades, literally, with the same group. My kids were absolutely marked by the adults that invested in them. As I've seen them as adults, like attending church only is just not a thing for them. Like that's just not an option for them. They want to be a part of a group of people with names and faces that they're doing life with.
Right. And I think if you're looking at your family and thinking, we don't have that kind of experience, I don't feel connected to my church that way, those aren't things that happen on Sunday mornings.
Right.
There's just not time or space for those connections, for those relationships to develop on Sunday morning. And sometimes they don't happen organically either. Sometimes it takes some trial and error of figuring out how these people fit with your family, who's the right fit with your kids, how you can have them in your home in a way that works for everybody. It's a process, and it's not just going to happen by showing up on a Sunday.
Marilee, you said earlier that you, your family hasn't hit this yet, but it's not unusual for one of our kids to go, I don't want to go to church.
My kids know that it's not an argument they're going to win. Their expectation is that we are going to church today.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they don't complain a fair bit about having to put on the uncomfortable church pants or whatever it is that we're requiring that they don't want to do. One of my kids is extremely introverted, and it is a big ask for him to go into a loud environment with a lot of people and people who want to talk to him, and he does not always want to talk to them. And I'm recognizing that this may be a struggle for him lifelong, that church may always feel draining in a different way for him than it does for me, who loves that. What we have communicated to him is that this is something we do in obedience, even when it isn't the thing that we would most love to do. And to try and look at, okay, what can you contribute today? And how can we make this a positive experience even when it's hard? So I know people have different feelings about sugar. But for me, we've talked about how the Bible talks about the commands of the Lord are sweet. The word of the Lord is like honey. So I am bringing lollipops. This is going to be a rewarding experience. If you are going to listen to the word of the Lord, I want you to have an association of sweetness and goodness. So we're going to find ways to make this work for them, to make it a positive, to make it something that they enjoy. We're not asking them to just sit through, you know, drudgery and that this should be a terrible experience, but that's what the Lord wants. We're going to try and help them figure out what can make this work in a positive way for them so they have good associations.
So, Marilee, as you think about a family navigating church with kids, there's a lot of aspects of a decision of what church to connect with. So what weight should we put from your perspective on our kids when we're considering a church?
I think we need to listen to our kids and figure out why they feel the way that they do and if there are things we can do that help. I don't think we want to encourage just a consumerist mentality about church that, well, if we don't like it, then we're going to leave here and go somewhere else. When I have had moments of like, we shouldn't be at this church anymore, my husband just says, well, wherever you go, there you are. We can go somewhere else and you're still going to be you. So helping our kids understand that part of it too, that in some ways what you put into it is going to determine what you get out of it as far as relationships or effort. But I think we do want to hear what it is that our kids are struggling with. And I think it does matter if we are in church communities that are welcoming of children, that value children. And if our kids are not feeling welcomed and not feeling valued, I think that's definitely something for us to consider and to think, how can we be part of a solution to that? Or is this the right fit for us? And my youngest is 5 right now. So I'm in a position now where I see a mom who's wrestling some toddlers, and I can go help. I can go be part of making this a positive place for her and for her kids. And so I think it's on the whole body to be thinking about, are we a welcoming place for this family?
Marilee, bring us into a positive moment for you with your kids at church. Like, paint a picture for us. Tell us about a time where you just went, oh, I'm so glad we're here. And look at this precious thing that Jesus is doing in the heart of one of my kids.
It has been beautiful and hard that we have chosen to continue to lead music through this whole season of having really young kids. And it has meant that sometimes my kids are in like a backpack carrier on me while we're leading worship. And our church has been so gracious and accepting of that. But when I stand up there and I'm able to help lead our body in worship, and I look and see each one of my kids is sitting with a different family that loves them, that's looking out for them, that cares about them, and that they felt safe enough to say, yeah, I'm going to go be part of that family for the morning. I think this is what it's supposed to look like. It's supposed to look like us loving and valuing each other's kids as though they were our own, and taking them into our own and looking out for them. And so it's been beautiful from the outside in moments where I don't have control to see someone else loving my kids and to know my kids are developing that relationship where the church is functioning as a body with other families.
So Marilee, obviously your kids are going to continue to grow up. Your oldest is what?
13.
13 years old, so he's kind of crested the teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
Got friends that go to different churches. What do you think about a teen, specifically, wants to attend a different church than his parents, maybe because of relationships, connection, maybe what that church offers compared to what their church offers that's targeted at kids their age? Is that a good thing, bad thing, positive, negative?
We have learned to be a little bit more flexible than I think maybe we thought we would be. At this stage, Sunday morning is for our family, and especially because he cannot drive himself, we are not going to mess with that. So he goes with us where we go. But Wednesday nights, where he wants to do youth group, is a different place because he does have friends and community there, and it's a bigger environment, which is great for him. And we have supported that. And I think there is something just uniquely beautiful about helping our kids understand that Jesus does not just live at our specific church building. And so if you can trust another church, if you think their theology is solid, if you know great people that go there, then I think there can be something really good for our kids in having different kinds of church experiences than just the one where you attend, for them to understand that they have community all across your city, that they have fellowship with these people too, the same way they do with the people at your church. So we've learned to let go a little bit of our ideas of, well, we all are going to be together everywhere we go, but to recognize this is a really good thing for him, and it's positive for him to experience a different kind of church environment too.
Marilee, what would you say to the parents? They just haven't prioritized yet church attendance and finding a church that really connects with them and their family, so they don't go very much at all. How would you encourage them today?
You are missing out. We attend church in some ways because we're being obedient, but I also attend church because I'm selfish and because I love to go and be with other adults who can love me and who can care about my kids and that I have connections and relationships with. And if I tried to imagine my life without that component, it becomes very lonely. It becomes very isolating, especially for me as a mom who may not have a lot of adult connections through the week. That is the place that I go to have those other kinds of adult connections. So I think maybe sometimes it's guilt that gets us through the door, but it really is the beauty of those connections and relationships that keeps us coming back. So I think if you haven't gone in a while or haven't found a place, just go. Just try it out. Just see how it goes. And maybe it's not the first place you go that is the right fit for your family. And so you try a couple different places until you find that spot. And to be committed to that and to recognize sometimes it takes time to build those relationships up. But eventually, this is the place that feeds you. This is the place that nourishes you. And if you aren't there, then it really is. It's just missing out.
Well, Marilee, thank you so much for taking taking the time and sharing this morning from your experience as a mom, and thanks as well for helping us to understand the value of having our kids involved in the local church.
Hey, and my last practical tip, silly putty. It is the quietest toy that keeps kids' hands occupied while they're sitting there listening. It has been a lifesaver for us. I have an innumerable amount in my purse.